It is 25:04:25 at 05:07. Is honesty the best policy? Christ Jesus had everything, and yet he had nothing. In material terms, he had the clothes he was wearing, and they were high quality. But he had no home where he could lay his head down. He had no storage of food. He didn't have clothes that were extra so he could change every day. He apparently had the robe he was wearing, and it was good quality. And there's nothing that is a part of the definition of love that limits anything. It's the opposite. Love is wholeness, completeness. Often one will realize that a lower quality requires more expenditure than a higher quality that lasts longer and is more serviceable. God is defined as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Mind is defined to include anything that has to do with the mental. Spirit is defined as being the one and only substance, and it's flawless. Soul is defined as sense, which is of the substance of spirit, and therefore is spiritual sense. That's the way things are identified, through sight, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. Principle is defined as structure and system, always in balance, always harmonious. Life is defined as living the qualities of God. Activity, productive activity, reflecting that activity out into the universe of thought so that it actually multiplies, because that activity is then utilized by others who reflect it. Truth is defined as consciousness, motive, staying on the path, pursuing the understanding of God. Love is defined as completeness, wholeness, nurturing to bring everything up to the standard of completeness and wholeness and perfection. There are four operators in the system of divine metaphysics. The first one is Word, which is all the facts about God. The Bible is often referred to as the Word of God. All the facts about God are in the Bible, if we understand how to read it with a spiritual sense. Christ is the second operator, and it is the translation. When Jesus saw someone that had a problem, he didn't see them as someone with a problem. He saw them the way man is described in Genesis chapter 1. In verse 26, it says, "Let us be made in the image and after the likeness of God." And right after that it says, "And God made man in the image and after his likeness." And in verse 31, it says, and everything God made was very good. Habakkuk says, God is of pure eyes and to behold evil. Certainly, God would be conscious of his own manifestation, and he is. Whenever we think about ourselves or another, we must be thinking about Genesis chapter 1. And in the glossary, Mary Baker Eddy defines man as follows. The compound idea of infinite spirit. The spiritual image and likeness of God. The full representation of mind. That's from page 591. She gives us a definition of God in the glossary also on page 587. And she says, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. Very similar to the other definition on page 465, but the order of the seven synonymous terms are a little different, and she brings out a few of the qualities of God that are different than what are stressed in the first one. In the first one, she says, incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite. And here she says, the great I am. The all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. And then she says, all-substance, intelligence, at the end. Now, everything about God is omni, and omni is defined as one, only, and all. And so she just adds those words of all in front of each of these ones that are referred to in the beginning of the second definition. And on the same page, she defines good. Good is defined as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. Omniscience includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. There can't be any bad action that represents goodness or represents God, because it says God is omni-action. Talking is an action. We're moving our mouth. We are expressing thoughts. If we're expressing bad thoughts about anyone, including ourselves, is that a part of good? Is that a part of God? Is that a part of spirit? Or is that a false representation of man? Because it says God made man in his image and likeness. And we know God's likeness is good. Could God lie, cheat, or steal? One of the agencies in our government teaches classes on how to lie, cheat, and steal. The director of that agency was on a video where he said that's exactly what they do. They fabricate. That's what a lie is. Fabricating the truth, hoping it will be accepted as being truth, when in fact it's a lie. Evil is very deceptive. If someone is successful, it will try to present that person as a failure by creating a lie about them and make them fail and keep repeating it so people will believe it. The media is used to do it, to repeat the lie. Now, what do I mean by they? Whenever they is referred to that is in a negative connotation, it's meant to mean the faces of evil. Not persons, but just the different types of evil that exist in terms of a falsity. Evil is false. In fact, the definition of the devil is as follows, and this is from page 584 in the glossary. Devil, evil, a lie, error, neither corporeality nor mind, the opposite of truth, a belief in sin, sickness, and death, animal magnetism or hypnotism, the lust of the flesh, which saith, I am life and intelligence in matter. There is more than one mind, for I am mind, a wicked mind, self-made or created by a tribal god and put into the opposite of mind, termed matter. Thence, to reproduce a mortal universe, including man. Not after the image and likeness of spirit, but after its own image. Earlier, it was recited from Genesis that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Evil could not be man. So we cannot, must not, assign evil to a person. In the very first part of the definition here, it says, a lie, error, neither corporeality nor mind. So in other words, the devil or evil does not have any intelligence or any body. Nothing physical about evil. It's all a misrepresentation of the truth about man. Misrepresentation about the reflection or manifestation of anything to do with God. So what happens if someone lies about someone else or themselves or about anything? Any event or action or anything else? They start digging a hole. And then pretty soon they have to dig it deeper in order to explain the first one. So it starts putting skeletons in its closet, and then it keeps adding more and more errors, lies, and misrepresentations to cover up the first one, and then deeper to cover up the second one and the third one. It has to keep covering up, because if it's exposed, it will be known, and when it is exposed and known, then it will be realized that it is nothing in and of itself. It is only the power that anyone gives to it that makes it seem to be real. Because a lie by itself has no substance. Was one of the most advanced students of Mary Baker Eddy. And he said, imagine yourself in a room with a telephone and a radio. The radio was tuned into station KOG for Kingdom of God and did nothing but announce things about God. It was the Word of God being expressed through a radio. And the telephone was a symbol of evil that was suggesting evil thoughts, speech, and action from one end to the other. And it's ringing all the time, attempting to gain recognition from someone that will pick it up and listen. He said we must be aware of what the suggestion is because we need to deny it. Anything coming from evil is going to be wrong. It's going to be a conflict with God. It's going to be erroneous, fantasy land, delusion. So we must take care of it by addressing it and denying that it has any reality at the very onset of the suggestion. So we don't pick up the phone and listen to it. We leave it on the hook and we deny it in consciousness that it is real, and we label it unreal and dismiss it as having any power. It tries to be a salesman and wedge its way into our door of consciousness by getting its foot in the door and then slither all the way in. We have to make sure we don't let it get its foot in the door. We don't pick up the phone. Evil lives on misrepresentation. When someone says something that is dishonest, that is not a large quantity, it is called a little white lie. We have to make sure we don't start with a little white lie, because then the next time it'll have to be larger to cover up the first one. And it goes on ad infinitum, each one being larger than the prior one. And the human mind operates based on what it believes at any moment. And it is full of ego. Therefore, it does not want to accept that it is wrong. The government of the United States appears to be the supreme lie of all governments. We used to make jokes about that third world stuff. And now we are it. The government appears to be as corrupt as anything could possibly be. It has brought down the moral values of the population to below anything could ever have imagined. We have to make sure we recognize true government. And we must refuse to accept the belief that evil controls America, that it can have any power to control, that it can have any intelligence or facility or faculty or capacity to control. Because the only real mind is the one incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. The one that is all-knowing and all-seeing and all-acting and all-wise. And if enough people do that, then we will be able to expose the evil as a collective group, and more people will accept the truth and deny the error as being of power, till eventually we will have the thought of universal truth be permeating everyone's consciousness. It only takes one little grain of sand, one little drop, to begin the trend in the right direction, to reverse the dark ages of morality that we are in. We must recognize the truth is that there is only truth. The very first quote in Science and Health says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth will make you free. Know the truth, understand it, and that will make us free from anything that is unlike truth. Any evil, any error, any mistake, we will not let it control us. We will not let it even happen. By sticking to the truth about who God is, who man is, and the relationship between God and man. Jesus never got off of the path of truth. Mary Baker Eddy followed the path of Jesus. The best Christian scientists are also on that same path. But it's not just flipping a switch. Isaiah tells us precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. It's one step at a time. But we must not take the wrong step. And if by letting our guard down we do, we must correct it immediately. Mary Baker Eddy says we should resolve any problems every day. Don't go to bed with a problem. We've got to face it, declare it has no power, and stick with that to bring about harmony. Now, if that's not possible, then we have to have our thought right, knowing that it will be resolved. And next morning, as soon as we wake up again, if it comes to our thought, we have to address it. We must. We can't let it be like a mushroom that grows because it's being covered up. If one is observant about their life, they will find that it's always better to be honest from the very beginning instead of trying to correct mistakes. We don't have to make mistakes if we guard our door of thought all the time. Mary Baker Eddy says we should guard our door of thought as we would bar our door from thieves and murderers. That's really what an evil thought is. It's a thief and a murderer. It tries to kill the goodness within one's consciousness, and it tries to steal away any goodness it can find. We must not let it happen. We must be like the good Bible characters that pursued truth, lived a life of love, and never gave up. We must be grateful for their examples. For everything in the Bible and in Mrs. Eddy's writings that have helped us to get a better understanding of truth. We must never try to separate Mary Baker Eddy from her discovery. They are one. Just like a painter of a beautiful landscape is at one with his painting because it expresses his thoughts about the landscape. And the best ones let the truth lead them to wherever it's going to lead them. In other words, they look carefully at every detail of the landscape to make sure that it is painted accurately to reflect the truth about what they are viewing, and not for them to give it an opinion, but for them to duplicate the truth. This prayer treatment has been presented by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. The website is mbeinstitute.org. The Institute was founded in 1988, and the website was launched shortly thereafter, making it one of the earliest websites on the internet. If you have any questions about the website or this prayer treatment or anything regarding Christian Science, please contact us through our contact page and provide your complete name and phone number as it's registered with Telegram, and we will add you as a contact, and then we can communicate through Telegram message service, which includes voice and text and file transfer if it's needed. If you're using a computer, you will need to download it at telegram.org, but most mobile devices already have it installed and you just need to activate it. But if not, you can download it onto your mobile device from that website, telegram.org. This prayer treatment will close with a treatment entitled The Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy, as she presented it to her Metaphysical College final class in 1898. She composed one for each of the seven synonymous terms, and she recommends that we recite it often to embed in our consciousness the direct thoughts that are so powerful expressed in each one of them. The purpose of this particular prayer treatment is to introduce you to parts of the system of divine metaphysics and to get the complete presentation on any one topic that is disclosed here. Please go to the website, and if you cannot easily find what you're looking for, please send a message to us through our contact page, providing us your Telegram information, and we will contact you via Telegram. Here is The Diapason of Heaven by Mary Baker Eddy. Diapason of Heaven with a focus on truth. Truth is a sacred name for God. We must divest it of all materiality. Declare often, truth is my God, and my God is truth. Good is my truth, and my truth is good. Truth is enthroned in my consciousness. Error and materiality are not enthroned. This is the Word of God. Amen.